Good morning. My name is Pastor Tony Eid, and today is Tuesday of the third week of Advent, December 19th, 2023. Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 32. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake, and would have not left his house to be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In my household, I share a living space with a teenager, and it's a reminder of my own adolescent years. I distinctly recall living with an ever-present sense of urgency back then. Often, hearing the impatient call of, "Let's go," when I was particularly slow with my daily tasks. Interestingly, I now find myself communicating with my teenager in much the same way, urging him to get ready and let's go. Today's scripture from Matthew resonates with a similar urgency. We find ourselves in the dark about the precise moment of our Lord's return, but we possess an advantage, the ability to prepare for that moment. Jesus entered the lives of the faithful by his birth in Bethlehem. He returned through his resurrection, and now we anticipate his future coming. What we must do in the interim is to get ready, because the hour of his return remains a mystery. In this context, to get ready means to carry out our daily activities with the Lord close to our hearts. In today's scripture, we observe people engaging in their everyday tasks. Two men toiling at the field, one taken and one left. Two women laboring at the mill, one taken and one left. This serves not only as a cautionary message, but also a declaration that when we draw near to the Lord, when we invoke his name, and when we live in accordance to his word, we are indeed prepared for his coming, no matter when it occurs. Reflecting on my teenage years, I recall hurriedly gathering my backpack and belongings just before rushing out the door. And today, I witness similar scenes with my eldest son, untied shoelaces, a half-eaten sandwich dangling from his mouth, and an open backpack spilling papers on the floor. In our spiritual lives, we can prepare ourselves through God's word, through communal worship, partaking in the sacrament of the altar. Sometimes we're thoroughly prepared, while at other times we find ourselves scrambling in what feels like the 11th hour. There are moments when we may even be entirely unaware. The beauty lies in God welcoming us into his advent, both in our readiness and in our moments of chaos. Whether we have it all together one moment and are disheveled the next, the unknown hour of Christ's coming is a blessing that awaits us all. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we look for your coming again this Advent. We know that sometimes we are prepared for your coming and sometimes we are not. Help us to find you always in the things we do from day to day, and in the things that help us come closer to you in our lives of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.